Republican Assemblyman Kieran Lawler at the end of August wrote to the executives of four cable TV providers asking that they remove the new Al Jazeera America news channel from basic cable packages and instead offer the channel a la carte. Lawler, a Marine Corps veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom, said that if Verizon, which is his provider, Comcast, DirecTV, and Dish Network, did not drop Al Jazeera America from their basic cable packages by September 11th, he would lead a boycott of the providers. Now Lawler says he'll give them more time.
Well, we're poised to do that. We're just trying to get all the information, you know, some of those, answer some of those questions and get them to answer some of those questions.
Here are those questions.
Were you paid a launch fee, and if so, how much?
He says if the answers to these questions are yes, and a lot of money, that would support his argument that alleges Al Jazeera is not out for profit, but to spread propaganda. Al Jazeera America began broadcasting in the U.S. August 20th. Lawler alleges that Al Jazeera America's parent company, Qatar-based Al Jazeera, is an anti-American wing of a foreign government that appeases Islamic terrorists, and viewers in the U.S. should not have to subsidize Al Jazeera through their cable bills. He says numerous constituents have contacted him, saying they are offended that Al Jazeera programming was part of a basic prepaid package.
I went to a couple of barbecues this weekend, and people are wild about it. And they're saying, how come you're the only one talking about this?
Ibrahim Hooper is spokesman for the Council on American-Islamic Relations. He called the Assemblyman's mission a manufactured controversy removed from reality and notes that Al Jazeera America programming is not unlike much of the other news programming on cable TV.
Unless he can show they're issuing some subliminal message with, frames every 20 frames or something, I don't know. But, you know, it seems quite within the scope of ordinary news broadcasting in America.
Lawler earlier this month launched a petition drive calling on cable companies to drop Al Jazeera from their basic cable packages. As of Monday, Lawler had more than 4,300 signatures from across the nation. He had wanted to reach 5,000 signatures by September 11th and says the more than 4,000 signatures point to his effort as slowly and steadily building. The Council on American-Islamic Relations Hooper sees it differently.
Anytime you engage in Islamophobic rhetoric, you're going to get a group of people who will sign on, so that's not shocking. But, the fact that he has not reached the goal he set for himself maybe tells you something.
Lawler says he did hear from Verizon saying it was looking into the matter. In an emailed statement last month, a Comcast spokeswoman said Al Jazeera purchased Current TV earlier this year and Comcast would abide by its affiliate agreement with Current TV and carry Al Jazeera America. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.